Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big game tonight, we obviously had games this weekend in the NFL. The big game tonight, though, is the college football playoff between Michigan and Washington, starting in about a half an hour. Number one, Michigan. Number two, Washington. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh coaching the Wolverines, trying to get them, Rob, their first national championship. Sole national championship. They shared it in 97 when it was mythical. And they won one in 48, I guess. 1948. So, first solo national championship in what would be, 75 years or something like that. So,
since when? Oh.
1948. So, basically in the modern era, it would be their first. 97 again. It was mythical, and they shared it. But Jim Harbaugh, of course, his name is being mentioned, you know, for NFL jobs. He hired recently Don Yee to be the agent for him. And Don Yee, of course, had Tom Brady and some others in the NFL. So that sparked everybody to think he's definitely got his eye on the NFL, and name has been hot with the Chargers and the Raiders.
It's just funny how things go. A couple years ago when Michigan gave him a pay cut, Chris, the Lions wouldn't even interview him. You remember he went to Minnesota during the signing day? Remember that? Thinking he was getting that gig and got turned away?
Yep.
I mean, it's just, that was just a couple years ago. That wasn't a long time ago. It just it tells you how quickly things turn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last several years, they've obviously been one of the top programs, three straight trips to the college football playoff. And it does feel like now, Rob, win or lose is the time for him to get out.
Well, there's too much going on at Michigan, coming. Chris. It's like if Jim Harbaugh stays there, he's crazy.
So you think win or lose, he should be out?
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. Like, there's other stuff coming. I mean, that guy, whatever you want to make of it, that coach, Chris, who was on, he was on the staff. He was fired. It ain't like nothing went on. Like, you can sit there all you want and act like, if nothing went on, why did he resign, Chris? Why is he not on the coaching staff if nothing happened? Come on.
Right.
You got to be smarter than that. I hear people say that. Oh, well, no big deal. Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, it seemed like something definitely happened. I mean, you know, all the suspension he got, which was three games, he accepted it, didn't put up a fight. And, I mean, we saw the guy on sidelines. There's photos of him on the sidelines for other teams. And, you know, I think the best thing you can say, Rob, is that look, the teams that they, if you know, we don't know about the previous few years, right? We know about this season, and early in the season, they were playing teams that weren't that good, and it doesn't make it right. But I'm just saying, this is like the best argument you could have, is that they didn't need them against those teams. And then when they got caught, they came back and actually played some really good teams and won. So they're a great team anyway, and they are one of the best two teams in the nation. Like, that's the best argument. But the argument of all nothing happened, I don't even know how you can make that argument.
I don't either, Chris. But there are people who are making it like nothing happened. And you remember probably the biggest thing was that he wanted his day in court, and then that went away. All right? How did you remember that?
Yeah.
I want due process. I want my day in court. I'm going to fight this, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, something happened, and they showed him some information, Chris, and then what happened? Now, okay, I'll take.
He didn't need his day.
I'll take the suspension
and like it.
And like it. So that's my point, is that.
Nah, I hear you on that.
Something happened, and they know something happened, and something else is coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think either way, if he really wants to coach in the NFL, even if he were in the clear, I think now's the time to do it. Rob, you just said it yourself. I mean, winning the championship would actually be, you know, the pinnacle, right? A school that's been a great football program, but never actually won the championship outright. It would be huge, right? And he would look great despite all the cheating and everything that's gone on. And it would be time for him to go. So I think he should move. Even if they lose, he's still gotten them, you know, to the championship game and to the playoff the last 3 years. And they're clearly like a top 5-6 program in the country now. And so I think he should move on anyway if he's looking to coach in the NFL. Where do you think is the best fit? We've seen some firings. You've seen Atlanta. Washington is open. Obviously, as I mentioned, the Chargers and the Raiders. I personally, Rob, I like him with the Chargers. You know,
I think that's the best job, Chris. And I know they got some cap things and some other stuff, but when you look at the playmakers they have, Chris, the quarterback in place, that's a team that underachieved. It's not like they don't have anything. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they don't have anything, and you're going there, the cupboard's bare, you'll never win there. That's not the case.
Right.
There were people saying a couple of years ago, this team should be going to the Super Bowl. Like that's the
Most
kind of talent that they have.
Most people were surprised they didn't make the playoffs. Most people, I didn't have them in the playoffs because I just didn't think Brandon Staley would do a good job, and that was true. But most people did have them in the playoffs. And to be honest, Rob, they should be. Talent-wise, they should be a playoff team. And, you know, I think Harbaugh, that, like you said, the thing you want is the quarterback. Because if he went somewhere and never got, like, a franchise-type quarterback, we don't know if he'd have success. It's tough out there when you don't have that franchise quarterback. But if he gets one, then you're halfway there. And like you said, that is definitely the best job. I like that better than the Raiders precisely for that reason, right? They don't have a quarterback, the Raiders.
They don't have a quarterback, Chris, and you're already starting with trying to find one and how hard it is. It's just half the battle, like, for real. And you're starting with a quarterback, and we talked about it. There's still work to do there with the Chargers as far as the quarterback position and trying to, you know, get him where he needs to be.
Yep.
Because he had too many turnovers, Chris, we talked about in the fourth quarter and all that kind of stuff. But does the guy have talent and arm strength and all this other stuff? Yeah, we've seen flashes, haven't we?
And Rob, I mean, he's been what, you know, I mean, most people have had him as a top five quarterback, even with all his flaws, you know? And so, I mean, he's been to the Pro Bowl, and, you know, his numbers are out of this world.
Don't you remember it was a couple of years ago they had him ahead of Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
In the preseason.
Crazy,
which
but
was
still.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, that's how much they think of him.
Yep.
Like a lot of scouts and people, and I get it. Size-wise, Chris, he's the prototypical quarterback. Yep. He has a strong arm. Justin Herbert, I get why people salivate over him. Has he lived up all the way to that? No.
He came in, Rob, essentially like C.J. Stroud. I mean, he didn't lead his team to the playoffs. But I'm talking about just adjusting to the NFL right away. First game,
you remember that with Anthony Lynn.
Lineup. Yeah, because Tyrod Taylor got stabbed by the trainer.
By the trainer or whatever it was, right. Did the trainer take his wallet, Chris, after he stabbed him? I'm just asking.
And, you know, he played against the Chiefs and played great. So, yeah, I am with you in that the Chargers, I think, is the best job for him. There are some, and you probably heard it, Rob, there's some school of thought out there that Harbaugh is just kind of using the NFL to get, you know, a huge contract from Michigan.
Oh, obviously, there's no doubt. Money. There's no doubt that he wants to stick it to him because, Chris, it's not just the losing of the money. There's an ego thing that you to me for a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't care what anybody says. Like, that hurts.
Nah, no doubt.
Right?
No
that doubt. Hurts.
No doubt. No doubt. So, we'll see. But so who you got tonight? I do have Michigan. I think Washington could give them some problems. You know, this is a high-powered offense that could spread it out. And, you know, Michigan's obviously going to try to push you around. And they were able to push around Alabama, which is, you know, unusual. But Alabama was more, you know, they didn't have as much versatility, let's put it that way, as Washington. So I think it should be a good game. Rob, of course, my daughter went to Michigan, so I'm pulling for Michigan. But really, in these situations, Rob, I feel like you just want a good game.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The theme of today's show, Rob, to some degree, is coaches, right? It is Black Monday, where a lot of coaches lose their jobs. One who hasn't, and of course is in all the headlines, is the legendary Bill Belichick. And, you know, Belichick was asked about, today he spoke about, you know, his job security. And obviously he's not the most loquacious guy when it comes to speaking to the media. But here's what he said about that.
I'm in a contract, do what I always do, which is, you know, every day I come in, work as hard as I can to help the team in whatever way I can.
Wondering if you've given any serious thought to relinquishing the personnel, maybe some of the draft responsibilities.
Look, I'm for whatever, you know, collectively we decide as an organization is the best thing to help our football team. I have multiple roles in that, and I rely on a lot of people to help me in those responsibilities. If somebody's got to have the final say, I rely on a lot of other people to help, and you know, whatever that process is, you know, I'm only part of it.
All right, Rob. So, what's your take on this? You think this should be Belichick's, or he should be done with the Patriots, whether it's them or him making the move?
Well, this guy. Bill Belichick sounded like a guy who's willing to change. And if he's willing to change, Chris, and I'm the Patriots, I would keep him. If he's going to coach and he's going to, like, let us buy the groceries and bring in a GM and relinquish some things and maybe, you know, have a traditional offensive coordinator and whatnot, I'm way open. If this guy was... it's my way or the highway. We've been doing it this way forever. We won 6 Super Bowls. I'm not changing this late in the game. No, I'm not doing it. Then I don't want him. If I'm the Patriots, do I want the all-time winningest coach to be a Patriots coach? Sure, I do. Do I want him to go and have that celebration elsewhere? No, I don't. But he has to be willing to bend. It's not the coaching stuff, Chris, that gets him in trouble. It's the other stuff that I believe – he can coach. We know that.
Well, remember, he is going to have, you know, be in charge of his staff.
No, I get that. But as not being the GM, though, there are other things you have to give up. Okay, the GM, and this is it. Not a de facto GM, Chris. Put somebody in there and Bill's still making the decisions. If you go get a real GM that said, Bill, let's work together. We want you to get the record. Let's turn this team around. You know what I mean? And he's willing to do that, Chris, then I'm willing to work with Bill Belichick. You could go ahead and say, well, we're going to start over, get another coach or whatever. You remember the Patriots, and I remember the Patriots, before Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. A lot of people don't remember that. They were god-awful. Right. It ain't automatic that you make a change and you're going to be winning again. It ain't automatic. Just ask. There are 20 teams in the NFL who you could make changes, Chris, and still making changes. That's all.
No, I hear you. And there was a point where I agreed with you that if he gives up the GM duty.
Yeah, you did say that. I remember that.
Yeah, that he, you know, it'd be fine with him coaching. And he, look, he's arguably the GOAT. I mean, really. I would never try to take away his accomplishments, you know, unless something comes out about where just it was egregious cheating going on throughout, you know what I mean, that dynasty. And I'm not gonna, even though I feel like if I had to choose Brady or Belichick as most responsible, I choose Brady, but give Belichick a ton of credit. I still respect those 6 championships, and no one, Rob, wins Super Bowls without great players. So I'm not, you know, trying to diminish Belichick's accomplishments because they're legendary to say the least. But, Rob, it is a fact that he hasn't had really any success without Tom Brady. And I don't think it's coming in New England, even as just a coach. I agree. I'd rather have him just coach than be both. But I'm ready to move on if I'm New England. I just really am. I think they need a fresh start. I think if they get a young, I don't want him with a young quarterback. Like if they use this draft pick to take Drake May, Jaden Daniels, I don't see Chase, Williams falling, Caleb Williams falling. But if he somehow did, I don't want Belichick being in control of that. And obviously he did a great job with Brady. He did help make Brady, you know, become what he did. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I think the way he handled Mac Jones, Robin, a lot of it's on Mac just not being that good.
No, but he didn't do a good job. I mean? And then the offensive coordinators and Patricia. There's a lot of stuff, Chris. But that's where you got to reel him in. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he sounds contrite.
He certainly sounded more contrite than I expected.
I'm shocked
by
that.
But I also think, Rob, that I'm not so certain. It wasn't a definitive look. For me to, and maybe some of it's the way he says it, right? He doesn't really say things definitively like that, at least with the media. But I'm not so sure, Rob, that he gave a definitive statement on, hey, if it means me not being the GM and just coaching, I'm cool with that. Like I just think, you know, he talked a lot. We didn't even hear the whole thing. He talked about, hey, we all have our different roles. I get input from other guys and there's a lot of people involved in it. He says somebody has to have the final word. You know, if we all decide, you know, that it, you know, can go a different way.
I just know
think
that.
It was, it, you know what I mean? I think he left a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, but he's not going to say, I'm just saying, Chris, you've been in the building for 20 some odd years. You had a lot of success and all that. So you're not just going to say, oh, yeah, whatever they decide, I'm just going to go along with it. That's not going to come out of his mouth. I mean,
that's kind of what he said.
No, but.
But I don't think he said it definitively enough. And maybe you're right. Like, maybe you don't come out in the press conference.
Do you know what I mean?
And
just say, like, oh, yeah, whatever they decide, I'm just along for the ride. This guy's going to go down.
I mean, he kind of was saying that. If you listen to the whole thing, he kind of was saying that. And look, Mike Florio had an interesting take, Rob, on Pro Football Talk, which I agree with on this one. Florio was like, Belichick kind of made it clear, I am not, like, you guys going to have to fire me. I'm not stepping down.
You know he's not doing that, right?
I'm not, and here's the other thing, though, Rob. I'm not, now, he didn't say these words out of his mouth, but you can, you know.
What, he's not agreeing to a trade, right?
Right. I'm not going along with a trade. And here's the thing, Rob, why would he or should he? Because if, let's say, hypothetically, they wanted to trade him to the Chargers, but they're going to want picks in return. So why would Belichick go to a Chargers team that's depleted of some assets?
Right.
You know what I mean? So he is smart. I don't know if he's being this, I don't know what his motives are. But it looks like possibly he's like, look, you're going to have to fire me. And he knows, right? You and I have talked about, man, how do you fire Bill Belichick? You know, 6 championships. But he may just be like, they know how bad that would look. They know how uncomfortable that would be. They know I've been essentially the only success they've had as a franchise, as a head coach. Like, are they really going to do that? I'm not going to make it easy on you. I'm not cooperating in a trade. So if you're going to fire me, then fire me. I mean, there may be some of that there, too. I don't know, but I am at this point. Rob, and it's nothing against his personality or anything. I just think it's time. I think it's really time to move on. I'm wavering on my take about never firing Bill Belichick. I don't think it's going to get any better. The defensive, you're right, the defense is going to be great. But unless he, and maybe Rob, and I know this guy is not a good head coach, but if Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator, maybe he's the one that got him to the playoffs or, you know, helped him get to the playoffs with Mac Jones as a rookie. He obviously was there for Brady.
Yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I don't want him as head coach. I don't want him.
No. Josh McDaniels would be the OC. Yeah. And Belichick would be the head coach. I'm just saying Bill O'Brien hasn't worked. obviously, I mean, the other guys he brought in there was just, it was crazy. Yeah, Matt Patricia.
I just think unless, if he's honestly willing to work with you and be coach and give up those other duties, and we've seen that happen, Chris, with some coaches where they finally decide, okay, I'm not going to have both roles. You know what I mean? I can't remember. There's a couple coaches who gave up the GM. Remember, it's just too much work.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, though, Rob. Do you, practically speaking, I mean, Bill Belichick is larger than life in the NFL. Is it even possible for someone to really come in and have the authority over Bill Belichick? Are people in the building going to still look to Belichick as kind of the guy?
I think the guy could have, depending on who you hire. You don't have to hire a kid, Chris. Somebody with some credibility, right? Guy with credibility. And then the thing that he would have working in his favor is that things haven't been great in New England the last couple of years. Sure, like, okay, it ain't like you're coming in and Bill just won 3 Super Bowls in a row. Ain't nobody listening to you.
Right.
Things have been bad.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It is really going to be interesting to see how I could be wrong. I just don't see it getting better under Belichick. I think just start fresh with everybody. If you draft a quarterback, have a young coach that you think, at least in theory, will be with him, you know, an OC and a head coach who will be with him for the next 5, 7, 10 years, whatever it might be, you know, at least in theory. Because Belichick, too, even if you get a young quarterback, Rob, I mean, how much longer is Belichick going to coach?
Until he gets the record.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's 71. He'll be 72 in April. And so, you know, it's a tough decision. It's going to be interesting. And I'm going to say this finally before we go, Rob. If I'm Belichick, and I get it, he's comfortable in New England. It's where he's become what he is. But if he has designs on winning another Super Bowl, which I'm sure he does, I would love to go somewhere else that's got the quarterback. We talked about the Chargers, or, you know, obviously he wouldn't get traded to the Bills, but if he got fired, you know, if I'm the Bills and we get beat in the playoffs, I'm looking at him. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dallas Cowboys, Rob, looking good. Number 2 seed in the NFC. We know they've struggled on the road. They were 3-5 this season on the road. And I get it that Washington's not a very good team. But they did go there, the Cowboys, and close out the season. They beat up a tomato can the way you should. beat him 38-10 to seal up that number two seed. They would have had it anyway with the way the Eagles went down, which is ridiculous.
Which was bad, but
yeah, unbelievable to the Giants. But Cowboys, you know, playing pretty good football. And Jerry Jones, really interesting, Rob, the comment he made about Mike McCarthy. Rob G, set this up.
Can't help us.
And tell us what happened.
Yeah, now this is interesting because you just mentioned it. The Cowboys had just clinched the NFC East after in this game. You know, they went 12-5. They are the number two seed in the NFC. Home field runs through Dallas until the NFC title game. They've won 16 straight at home, so you're feeling really good if you're a Cowboys fan. However, a reporter asked Jerry Jones as he's holding court about the future of Mike McCarthy and whether or not this postseason run will determine his future. Jerry Jones, for whatever reason, reply, quote, "I just think his record speaks for itself. I think of what he's done and what we put ourselves in this position over the last 3 years. I think that does speak for itself. We got a lot of good football left and no small part thanks to Mike. We'll see how each game goes."
Chris, there's just no reason at the start of the playoffs, you just won the division, to even bloody the water.
Like, now, did he say, let me ask this, because what you just read, Rob G, so the question was, is Rob back for, or is Mike back for next season?
It was, has he shown that he's your guy, basically, moving forward?
Okay, so because I'm trying to make sure, when he says, we'll see how each game goes, that does, if that's the question, has he shown enough to show that he's your guy? To end it off with, we'll see how each game goes. Rob, that I don't think that's media overreaction.
No,
I do
it's
think
not.
That's saying, like, maybe not.
but Chris, there's no all Jerry. Are you ready for the answer, Chris? We wouldn't want it as media people. We talk about it all the time. We want the smoke and the juice, right? I mean, right. That makes our jobs easier.
Right.
But if you're being honest, the conversation is, we just won the division. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here in Dallas. I'm not talking about anybody's contract in the future. The future is the next game. Like that, who can argue with that? Can you?
No. I mean
that's all. I'm not.
And I don't even think, I do think there are some media people that would take that as, he given the chance to give him a vote of confidence. Nah. He didn't. I just think you say, guys, look, we are rolling, all right? Like, I mean, I don't know, the way you say it, maybe what you said, but you say it in a jovial tone. Or I just think, look, guys, we trying to win a Super Bowl. Mike's doing a terrific job, and we're tickled pink with the job Mike's done. 3 straight 12-win seasons.
Right.
We couldn't be any happier, right? Something to that effect.
And this comes on the heels, remember, because Adam Schefter reported, Chris, that he may be coaching for his job. So to say, we'll see in that situation. I'm not talking about, I'm just saying, just shut it down. I'm not talking about a coach's job. Or I'm not doing any of that. The bottom line is, we're trying to win a Super Bowl here. You know? You just said it. We won 12 games 3 years in a row. We won a division, blah, blah, blah. Man, we got a shot.
Right.
I want to focus in on that. We haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time here, and we got a good team. My quarterback, my coach, my you know what I mean? Like talk it up.
Well, and this to me, Rob, is an example of why the owner doesn't need to talk all the time. I mean, because there's just so many opportunities to stick your foot in your mouth. And look, will this affect the Cowboys going forward? Who knows? But Rob, I just think there's no positive to come out of this.
Right. You don't win, Chris. Right? All you do is you muddy the water.
Yes. Is Mike McCarthy second guessing himself now on plays? Or, you know, calls, things like that? I don't know. I mean, why in the world would you say that just doesn't make sense? And again, this is the Cowboys, and I've said it, Rob, for a long time, the culture and the tone that Jerry Jones sets as the owner of the franchise, as a guy that's got to run his mouth after every game, every week on a radio show, I just think, I don't think it's conducive to big winning. Now, maybe they'll prove me wrong this year. But this is not what you need to hear, and certainly not what you need to say as you head into the playoffs. Because I think, Rob, look, I think they'll beat Green Bay. I don't think it'll be a cakewalk, but I think they'll beat Green Bay. And then, you know, Detroit, if Detroit gets by them, or the Rams. I think whoever wins that game is going to be a tough game. And so, and then, of course, you got San Francisco, which I don't even think people will blame them if they lose that game. But they don't have – it's not going to be a cakewalk to the NFC Championship game, Rob. And also, like, they've won 16 straight at home, which is phenomenal. You ain't – how many are you going to win straight at home?
No, that's scary, Chris.
You know what I mean,
I'm
right?
with you. I'm with you. You know, like – sometimes it's like the bugaboo in baseball when you score 18 runs in that game, Chris, and then you go,
right. Then the next
they get shut out. You get shut out.
Yeah. Or if you're a great free throw shooter, which yep. obviously a lot of guys are in the NBA, you make 50 straight, 30 straight. I mean,
and then,
a miss is coming.
Yep. You already know it. I agree with that.
So I just think that, Rob, this is just –
It's unnecessary. And hope, it's self-inflicted. It's unnecessary. You don't have to do it. All you have to do, Chris, is deflect.
Yep.
That this is about winning a Super Bowl. And I would say, man, hey, guys, you know how long it's been since we won a Super Bowl? So it's been too long and down.
Right. Guys, can we celebrate? Can we enjoy this? This is what we played the whole regular season for.
And you know what? We got a team. We got a squad. We got a chance. I'm not worried about coaches and players who's going to be on a team next year. Right. I'm worried about right now, this game next week. Green Bay is all I care about. I don't care about anything else.
That's how you answer it. So what do you – I mean, you picked Dallas to win the NFC. How are you feeling about them right
now? I'm not feeling great.
Really?
I'm not feeling great.
I mean, they've had a good – I know they've struggled on the road. But they ended
That's the
off
problem.
Strong,
That's but, the problem. But yeah. To start the one thing I will feel good about is, you know, I mean, I feel pretty good that I had the Ravens and Dallas. And those are two good teams, Chris, from the start. And I don't know. If you ask me to pick out of my pick, I love the Ravens more, obviously.
Do you think McCarthy's job should be on the line?
Do I?
Or he should be on the hot seat?
No. I just think you can't just, I mean, obviously if they lose, you won't be, it just depends on how the game goes
I
as
think
well.
It's gonna, yeah.
You know what
it's,
I mean?
It, like it's the first like they, time, Rob, they've won 12 straight since, you know, that dynasty.
Yeah, you know.
The mid-90s.
I just need to see how that plays out. You know what I mean? And how the game, Chris, do they get embarrassed at home? Is it some sort of thing? Or do they just get beat, you know?
I agree. I agree. Like, I have to see how it plays out. Even a tough loss to a Detroit, I don't know that, you know, I mean, Detroit is pretty good this year. I don't know that means he's got to be fired. But, like you said, how does it end? Because these last few years, their playoff games have ended comically. Not just ugly, comically.
Right, and that's
just
the problem.
Bad clock
right.
management, game manager, right? And we've seen a few this year where he didn't manage the clock the right way. Against Detroit, in fact, right? And so if that happens again, Rob, and it costs them, whether it's the second round or if you get to San Francisco,
Chris, I
and
agree.
Something like that happens, right? That's when I'm like, look, we gotta get a new coach. Now, it's risky. You gotta get the right guy. But you know, 12 straight wins, but yeah, that would be, I think you're right on the money. How does it end?
How does it end? And that's what will be the determining factor. But there's a way of saying, you know, you just don't have to comment on everything just because they ask you. And I'm a reporter. I just
right.
sometimes
we love
it
for the reporters down there. It's awesome. That
we love it,
that.
Chris. I mean, but at some point, don't they have to say? Doesn't he have to say this doesn't help me? This hasn't helped me for 30 years. I just recently had to make up with Jimmy Johnson after all that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Have you ever ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.